On 4th of July weekend, you're making burgers. Not ordering burgers, you're making burgers. That's what a lot of people seem to be doing. A lot of people seem to be doing, I guess, more than just on the 4th of July weekend. Jim, are we turning away from fast food? Jim Ryan joins us.
Statistics show, that we are, Brian. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is out with this study showing that kids ages 2 to 19 consumed an average of 11.4% of their daily calories from fast food. Sounds like a lot, but that's way down from where it was just 10 years ago. That number was as high as 14% in 2013-2014. And so, fewer kids getting fewer calories from fast food every day. That's a good thing.
So instead of maybe a daily thing, it's more of a luxury thing.
Exactly, right. And they're getting more of their food from the school cafeteria, for example, or having food brought in from lunch or bringing it from home, as opposed to mom dropping by the fast food joint and leaving that with their kid for lunch. So, this is a good thing. Now, in terms of adults also are getting less of their daily intake of calories from fast food, but still about one in three adults eat fast food every single day.
Wow.
That's shocking.
But think about it. I mean, if you work in an office and people are going back to the office now since the pandemic, what's more convenient than, it's 11:30, I got to get some lunch, zip down to the fast food place, grab it, come on back. So it stands to reason that you would see a lot of adults eating fast food every day. But even that number is down slightly in the last few years.
I get that. The picture you paint, though, Jim, it's like, it's noon, it's lunch hour at the office, and it's like every day. Somebody, the same person's like, oh man, who could have seen this coming? We're eating in the middle of the day now? What's going on? I got to get something quick. Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan joining us live here on WBEN.